We have been tasked to find and protect art that the Nazis have stolen.
Well, the chaps are all very anxious to get started. We have your architect from Chicago, a sculptor, a director of design at the School of Fine Arts, and a few other experts in various fields of art.
How the fellas making out?
Like Olympians!
You want to go into a war zone and tell our boys what they can and cannot blow up. That's the idea.
Okay, here's the deal. One of the problems with World War II movies is they tend to tread similar ground. The fact that the Monuments Men tells a different story with a different perspective is one of its greatest strengths. Moved from award season to a February release, The Monuments Men is not your typical World War II movie. It follows a group of men tasked with saving art, sculptures, and architecture at the end of the war, either from being destroyed in the fighting or from the hands of the Nazis who stole millions of pieces. Directed by George Clooney, the film has a more whimsical, breezy approach to the war, unlike heavier, darker pieces. It also has a vignette structure rather than a traditional narrative. While it's not a perfect film by far, there's a lot of fun moments in the movie, and it offers a valuable perspective on an aspect of the war that many people either forget about or never knew existed in the first place. The Monuments Men gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.